We have guests here in the studio for our community stories. We're happy to have a couple of folks here to talk about community resource event. It's called Project Community Connect, and it's an afternoon of opportunities for folks to come in and get some free resources. So with me this morning, I have Laura Murray, who is with the United Way. Laura Murray, good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
And also this morning, we have Kate Hengegretz, who is with the Lutheran Social Services Crisis Nursery. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Good to see you again. And we've got this event that's happened for a number of years now in the community. Laura, do you have a little history on that for me?
Yeah, are we coming up on 15 years, Kate, now?
This is our 13th event. We did take a break for the COVID pandemic in 2020.
Sure.
This will now be our 13th one.
And who is this targeted at? Because it's an event where people are welcome to come down to the Civic Center and get free services from a wide variety of areas. So,
you know, it's really for anyone who is struggling financially and maybe wants to learn about different financial resources, and also people who want information on mental health services, health services in our region. So really, we target anyone in our 9-county area in South Central Minnesota.
And let's talk about this. It's happening on Tuesday. So next Tuesday, April 16th, from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Downtown Civic Center in Mankato. Is it for just people in Mankato, surrounding areas, or who can come?
Surrounding areas, we kind of go by the 9-county region, but anybody who can get there, we welcome to come and check out the resources. Most of the providers are from that immediate service area, you know, so that's if you're looking for help with housing, we have people from our area right here to talk to you about that. And I would really encourage, if someone's just has never been to Project Community Connect, or you don't necessarily need help, you're not sure what you're looking for, we invite all community members to come and check it out, because it really is eye-opening to see how many service providers are in our area. See, you know, it's a great learning experience to go and be part of the community at this event.
Well, I know for myself, I find that just learning about these resources, if I meet somebody and they need something, at least then I'll know about it, so I can refer them too. So that's why I think it's a great opportunity for folks to learn what is in your community. And I see one of the things you are offering, which is often a reason a lot of people can't go to events, is childcare, and you're having free childcare. So I think that's a really important thing to talk about, because parents are like, there's no way I can get down there, I've got these kids and blah blah blah. So talk about that, a piece of that.
Yes. So we took a break with our child care services right after the pandemic for a couple years. So this is our first year doing it again.
Oh, okay.
Head Start is providing a staff person to supervise, and then we have a few volunteers. People can drop off their children while they're at the event. So
you can't just
leave them, correct. But I think we've said that children can be cared for up to like 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, we have a Head Start staff person and then about 3 volunteers in there that will be doing activities with the children, just keeping them occupied. We do ask that parents leave us a cell phone number, and then if the child needs diaper change, that type of thing, then we'll call the parent and have them come back.
Yeah.
But yes, then families can talk with the service providers without that little 2-year-old tugging at their legs saying, mommy, mommy.
Right, I get that. And you don't really can't absorb everything because you're distracted. Well, that's a great thing. And now, in the past, another thing that has been makes people not be able to go to things is transportation. Do you have any transportation options, or is that not a part of this?
The City of Mankato is offering free rides with the transit system.
Oh, okay.
So if you ride a regular route, all you have to do is tell the driver when you get on the bus that you're going to or from the Project Community Connect, and the ride is free. The city is also providing free rides with their Flex rides and their mobility bus. Now, those rides you have to schedule in advance. So if there is anyone who's listening who wants to come to the Project Community Connect next week and needs one of those scheduled rides, I encourage them to probably call today, because I would imagine that the routes are going to fill up really fast.
Oh, so if it's filled up, then it's limited then.
Yes.
So, okay.
And for people who live outside of the Mankato area, if you're on the true transit routes, which I believe is Nicollet and Le Sueur and Blue Earth counties, then you can take the true transit route in.
Okay. But you have to sign up ahead with them too, correct?
You have to sign up ahead.
Okay.
Those rides are $5 each. Now, if someone cannot afford those rides or they need transportation otherwise, then they can call me, Kate, and we'll talk about my phone number in a little bit.
Sure.
And it's not that I can guarantee that I'll get you transportation, but I can help brainstorm.
Sure.
We do have the Salvation Army this year that is providing some rides that I am going to be scheduling. And so right now we do have a route going to St. Peter and back to pick up some families in St. Peter. So that is an option. So call Kate, 507-995-9259, if you need some help brainstorming transportation options.
Okay, so why do we have this? What was the impetus for forming this? I mean, where did it come from? And all of a sudden, I mean, there's a ton of folks that are participating. So let's talk about why did the need or where was the need that happened that you decided to do this?
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole idea is around that one-stop shop is kind of how we refer to it. So it's that people need help in one area, they often need help in others, or they don't know where to go next and things like that. And so it is all about connection. And so when you come to this event, it's really easy to navigate. We have volunteers there to guide you. We have it separated into different service areas, housing, disability, children's. So when you come, it's one community event that you can access a lot of services in one place, get questions answered, and really feel good and feel like you're on the path to success, giving tools to community members. We have a lot of great free services at the event, too. We have the haircuts, which are always a very popular service, and that just runs so well with the volunteers that we have working at that. We have the government ID vouchers up to a certain amount, so that helps with if people need a driver's license renewed and things like that. We have up to a certain dollar amount that we can give out for vouchers. So there's a lot of great aspects to this event when you walk in.
So the vouchers are to get different services that you have to pay for otherwise, or
the vouchers would be for government IDs.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps somebody wants to update their driver's license, they need birth certificates to get their children into school, that type of thing. So it has to be a Minnesota identity document. And then the voucher is written out actually to the Blue Earth County License Center. And our guests have about 3 weeks to use the vouchers.
Okay, I see. Got it. So let's talk about who's all there, because a lot of these people are volunteers. You mentioned haircuts, so I assume there's some local vendors or folks that are doing this sort of thing for the event?
Yeah, depending on what the service is, we have volunteers, in-kind donations. Most of the event is made up of over 80 service providers.
Wow.
So service providers from throughout the region come and they get a booth. So it's kind of like going to a business expo or something,
yeah,
except it's for services.
Sure.
So you can walk around at your own pace, visit, you know, as you see things that are, even if you're not quite sure what you're looking for, visiting there. And then we have lunch available at the event. So that's free bag lunch for everyone who attends. And yeah, we have it all mapped out of the different areas of services. So like we said, you know, disability, housing, food, all sorts of things.
Might some of the folks already be in the system of getting some services already, but you encourage them to come to learn about other things they may not know about? Is that?
Absolutely. I have worked in the Blue Earth County area, helping families navigate resources for over 35 years. And there's new vendors, providers that and agencies that I am not familiar with. So I think everyone who comes will find out some new information, find out about new programs. And one of the wonderful things about this event is somebody can maybe stop at the Minnesota Valley Action Council booth and get information on Head Start for their child and get their name turned in so that they're going to get a phone call later that week to sign up. And then they might go to the food shelf booth and find out, okay, this is how I sign up. And I can actually, in addition to the once a month food, I can go weekly and get some of those Echo extras. And then they might stop at another booth that is hiring like personal care attendants. And so they might actually start some of that job searching process there. And it's all within steps of each other.
Sure. Which is wonderful. And I do notice that there is a lunch, too, because it's from 1 to 4, so you may have had lunch already, but maybe you haven't. So there's a bag lunch or something?
Yes. Yep. We have a lunch area. So this is all happening right at the Grand Hall at the Civic Center in Mankato. And so we have a spot that you can go through and get your bag lunch and eat. And then we also have a couple other things this year. So one of the things we are really excited about is Josh Madsen is coming with the Community Collage Project.
Yes. And we've had him on KMSU to talk about that. And he's actually been at Minnesota State to do a community collage of university faculty, students, staff, et cetera. And what he's trying to do is capture all the faces of our community. And so he's done this at different areas. So I love that he's going to be down at this community resource event. Maybe other folks didn't have transportation to get somewhere, but it's a chance for you to get a free photo of yourself. And it goes to this community collage to say, who are we?
Right, exactly. So we're really, really excited to have him be part of this event, and he's very excited to be there too. So
when is that? Is that during the whole
Take place during the event. Yep, during Wonderful. The whole time.
Now, mm-hmm. in the past, some folks I know here, you could make an appointment with him, so you didn't have to wait in line forever. So is that similar?
We're not doing the appointments.
Oh, okay.
We are going to have volunteers at the event helping you get through the line and then making sure you get your photo afterwards.
Okay.
And helping make sure with the whole process of everything.
And he's got such a slick system established. By the time you're done with having your photo taken, and people say that Josh just makes you feel so relaxed and you get just some of these wonderful expressions.
He makes you feel like you're a model. I mean, because I did it here at the university and you're like, oh, I'm a rock star. And so it is fun.
Yep. And then you look at the photos after he's taken them. There's someone helping guide that. And you tag a couple of photos that you want. And by the time you're walking out of the area, the photo is already sent to your email. And we realize that some of the folks that we work with might not have email addresses. So we've got a volunteer who will help set up email addresses.
Okay.
Or if the person knows in advance that their cousin or their case manager or something is willing to accept the photos.
Oh.
Yeah. So we try to think of all contingencies.
Well, that's wonderful. I love that. And the other thing, there's something, and I don't know if this has been a part of it before, it says visit the Shoe Bus. What is the Shoe Bus?
So there is a wonderful organization, Stamping Out Hunger, I think it's called. But one of the things they do is they sell shoes to raise money for their hunger program.
Okay.
And shoes are $2 and $5.
So they're good shoes that just...
Yes.
But they're used, gently used probably? Or
Some of them are new. Some of them are gently used.
Okay.
And as a committee, we have a certain dollar amount, so people will be able to get some shoes free.
Okay.
Up to one pair per guest until we run out of funds. And last year we did not run out of funds.
Let me ask you, is there an opportunity if people are listening right now that if they say, well, I've got these great shoes, my children only wore them for, a little bit because they grew out of them kind of thing. Is there a place they can donate them? Do you know?
I'm not familiar with this. At this point, we're not taking shoe donations
because
they're based in the cities and then they come down.
Okay.
We've had them the past few years. So we could look into that, though, and share that information if there's a way that people could donate.
Because I think mm-hmm. that's a great thing. And, people listening, like I've, had kids and they're, taller than me now, that sometimes they only wear them for a little while.
And then,
yeah.
We have had some other community members have really stepped up. We take donations for this event ahead of time for there's some tables where folks can go and get a limited number of the hygiene items, household items, and things like that. And we've had businesses, individuals step forward to donate. We have a quilting group that comes forward every year and donates blankets and quilts and things like that. So really grateful for the community for all of that support, too.
Yeah. We also have kind of like a children's baby area. And so they might be able to get some diapers, et cetera.
So are you looking for any donations for this at this time, or is this not? You're just talking about it to promote it right now. Just want to make sure that I'm not mixing it up here.
If people are interested in donating, they could get a hold of United Way. And we can, because there's a committee who's working on the donations, and so we would definitely be open to taking more. But as the event is getting closer on Tuesday, just let us know in advance what you're looking to donate.
And one more service I thought was really interesting, that healthcare is always an issue for folks, especially if you can't afford it. The Mayo Clinic Health System is having a mobile health clinic on site to provide health education and cancer screenings in partnership with SAGE, which I'm not sure what that is, but SAGE.
Yeah, SAGE does it's a cancer screening program that they partner with.
So people just come and say, I'd like to go through this?
Yes, they'll meet with you. We have a flyer that we just posted on our PCC Facebook page, and we'll be adding that to our website also. But they're doing the free screening mammograms and pap tests for women who are eligible. And so they'll talk through it with you for your eligibility, and other. They have some other preventative health care screenings and discussion that they can do with people at the event, and they can work with you on, you know, what how insurance will work and all of that.
I think this has been something in the past where you've had translators, people.
Yes.
So, you know, you're going to get folks from all walks of life that might not speak English. So are there options for that?
Yes. Currently, we have two Hispanic volunteers who are volunteering as interpreters, and then two Somali interpreters. And then I can't remember if the other language was Arabic, but we've got at least four to five volunteers right now as interpreters. And then there will also be a couple of people at the Project Community Connect that can access the language line. So if there's someone who comes in and we don't have an interpreter, we could at least do a brief interpreting session to help get them connected to the agencies that they need.
Okay, so it's 1 to 4 p.m. Should people come right away? Does it come and go?
It is a come and go event.
Okay.
Yeah. Certain things like, you know, the haircuts, we have it set up in a way that you can get scheduled in, but those do fill up as people sign up for them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can definitely come throughout the day, and the providers will be there 1 to 4.
Okay.
So I encourage people to plan on spending at least an hour at the event, if not two, because we have so many things going on. If someone is listening and they're a community member or like a professional, and they want to maybe just gain some resources more like for the people they serve, mm-hmm. that type of thing, I normally encourage them to come after 2 o'clock because we do have kind of a rush right away at 1 o'clock. And our providers will have more time to talk with you between the 2 and 4 o'clock hour. Because they just tend to be really, really busy with the folks who are seeking services for themselves for that first hour.
Well, that makes sense. You want to be first in line. So you
get, yeah,
you know, why not? Mm-hmm. And then you get your lunch and you have your lunch. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a wonderful event. And as you said, you cover everything: medical, dental, legal, housing, haircuts, government ID vouchers, employment, disability, children and youth services. And you mentioned that mental health piece, which is really important. I know the schools are putting an emphasis upon that. So tell a little about what is out there for that, because I think a lot of folks in difficult situations have that issue and aren't able to access help.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have 22 providers who are coming in our mental health chemical dependency area. And it would be everything from like Counseling Services of Southern Minnesota, Lighthouse on Marshall, which is a program out of St. Peter, Pride Counseling Services, Rural AIDS Action Network. So it's chemical dependency, it's mental health, it's for children, it's for adults. So just a lot of wonderful, wonderful services to help people get connected to those mental health services. And we also have the new program through the schools, the Youth Mental Health Navigators. And so that's a new program that United Way was very instrumental in getting started. And so they're going to be represented. So families who have children in schools can maybe connect with that person and find out, you know, how do I connect my child to this service also, because I have some concerns.
And are they able to make appointments and things with some of these providers right there on the spot?
As far as I know, yes.
And
if nothing else, they'll connect you with what your next step is. But as far as like the Youth Mental Health Navigator, mm-hmm. that they're working in the schools, that is their whole role, is to help get the kids who are referred to them, help get them connected directly to the services.
What else do you think is important for people to know about Project Community Connect that maybe we haven't covered already?
Well, one fun thing we're doing this year is we're having Making Faces there, and they do face painting and balloons. So it's the first time we've had something fun like that.
So do they see Josh in the community collage before or after they get painted? Or
right.
Either, maybe.
That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of positioned before you get to the photo area.
Okay.
So, but yes, it could go either way.
Because that could be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I just want to mention that, like, MSU is having 7 booths this year.
Oh, wow.
Doing some health assessments, dietitian, hearing screenings, blood pressures, et cetera. And then, like, Open Door has 2 booths, so they may be doing some screenings also. One of the things I want to mention is that this is really a collaborative effort, and we started with the homeless response team in Blue Earth County kind of spearheading it, and our leadership for this year is through Blue Earth County Supportive Housing, the City of Mankato, Minnesota State University Mankato's College of Allied Health and Nursing, the Greater Mankato Area United Way, Lloyd Management, Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota, Mankato Family YMCA, Minnesota Valley Action Council, Refocus Recovery, and the Southwest Minnesota Housing Partnership.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful that you have all those folks coming together, because that's what it's about, those connections, mm-hmm. to refer back and forth. I was just curious about education. Like, let's say there's somebody coming and needs their EDD, or what is it, the
GED?
GED, that's what I mean. GED or something like that. Are there educational things that people can connect with too?
Absolutely. We have the Mankato Area Public Schools Community Education Department there.
Oh, great.
And I believe that ABE, GED, ELL classes fit within community ed. And I'm sorry about that alphabet soup I just spit out.
Well, I couldn't remember either, yeah. So.
And then South Central College will be there also.
Okay.
And then Good Counsel Learning Center. So, yes, lots of different organizations. Head Start for education for the preschoolers.
We'll be there for United Way with our Books for Kids program, so you can come and get Capstone Books.
Okay, too. Now you wrote a book. Is your book going to be there too?
You know, we should bring the Kindness Booth over there.
Because you've got
We do have the Kindness Booth book, yeah, that's out.
That Laura wrote.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for remembering that. we are talking about kindness, you know, at all of our things throughout the community. So we probably will have information there about that. And then we'll have for our Books for Kids, where you sign up to get the books several times a year.
That's a great program. Because I know when I had my first children, you signed up right there in the hospital, I think it was. And then you got regular books. And I think that's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll be there giving out the books and then telling people how they can sign up to be part of that.
Okay. So to do this, let's say... Is today the day you need to make the reservations to get the transportation? How long? What's the time frame that we have to do this?
You know, I don't know when the routes will fill up. I'm just concerned that the City of Mankato flex rides and mobility bus will fill and True Transit will fill. So I would say it's better to call sooner rather than later.
And who do they call again?
If they can schedule the rides themselves, then they should just go ahead and call the City of Mankato, 311, or call True Transit, and I don't actually have their phone number with. But if they need help brainstorming, then that's when they call Kate.
And that number is?
507-995-9259.
And if you want, if you're able to go online, you can go under Project Community Connect or the United Way to find out those numbers as well.
Yep, if you go to MankatoUnitedWay.org/PCC, you'll find our flyers in multiple languages and all the information that we've shared here today with that contact info for transportation included.
All right, anything else that we haven't covered yet?
I want to do a shout out to our great sponsors that we have. Our community should be so proud of this event. It's it's really something to see when you come and see all of the booths and all of the services and people who are there. It's such a feel-good event that people know that they're supported through all of this. And we couldn't do that without our great volunteers, which filled up right away.
Do you need volunteers, by the way?
I think we're all
full. We are full.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time ever we have been full.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
I love
that. Great news. So that's fantastic. And then we have some great sponsors. Blue Cross Blue Shield, Compeer is supporting Consolidated Communications, LifeWorks, Lloyd Management, Mankato Clinic Foundation, Mayo Clinic, Medica, and UCare. And so it takes a lot of people to plan this event collaboratively from all the great organizations Kate mentioned, and then the funding that we get, in-kind donations, and the volunteers. It really is a community effort, so we're proud to be part of it.
How many people have you served in the past, or do you expect to serve this time?
It's usually over 600 people that are at the event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So over the years, you've probably served many, many, many. people.
Yeah, we should do a. We should probably try and do a total.
That'd be great.
Coming up here.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you. We've been talking with Laura Murray from the United Way and also Kate Hengegretz, who is with Lutheran Social Services. And they're talking about this Project Community Connect. It's a free community resource event this coming Tuesday, April 16th, 1 to 4 p.m. in the Downtown Civic Center. That's at One Civic Center Plaza in Mankato. And there's free transit rides. And if you have questions, call Kate at 507-995-9259. Thank you so much, ladies. This is a wonderful event, and I hope folks are able to connect and get the services they need.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Always great things happening in our community. It is.